For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Listen, Elliott content is good content no matter where it is, but when it's from Brazil, it's even better.
That's awesome.
It is.
Have you ever seen the movie Brazil?
I haven't.
Good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
What is it about?
You know, that's a good question, but it was one of Robert De Niro's first movies.
Oh, okay.
And it was it's about a plumber. And
Is he the plumber?
Well, he was the plumber. He was the plumber, but it's a love story. It's an old school movie. You got to watch it. It was really weird, but it was a really good movie.
All right, I'll check this one out. Brazil with Robert De Niro, and we also have Brazil with the Eagles and Packers, and Brazil with Elliott Shore Parks. He's coming up here shortly. The Elliott Shore Parks call-in is brought to you by Cozy Jewelers, suburbs of the 5th C. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. And here, one of the big things we're going to discuss with Elliott when he hops on here is, of course, the news this morning that Devin White is not making the trip with the Eagles to Brazil for this game. And that means he's not playing. Nakobe Dean is up. Elliott with us right now, live from Brazil. Elliott, how are we doing today?
What's going on? How you guys doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
We're good, Elliott, but we're talking about this news this morning. So Devin White, ankle issue, not making the trip. But now more is coming out that he wasn't even going to be the middle linebacker anyway. And according to Albert Breer, the Eagles at least thought about the idea of trading him before cutdown day. What do you make everything going on now?
Yeah, so it's a sunny day here in Brazil, but definitely that is bad news for the Eagles that this is happening with Devin White. There's a lot going on there and a lot of thoughts I have. So the first I'd say is, from watching this team every day in training camp, they did not treat Devin White like he was in danger of losing his job. I think he took easily the most snaps of all the linebackers in training camp. Zach Bond was probably second, but after that, it was a significant drop-off between first-team reps between Devin White and Nakobe Dean. So they might have liked what they saw from Nakobe Dean, and I understand that. He had an outstanding camp. He was probably their best linebacker overall. But Devin White took a lot of reps. So, you know, obviously Devin White's not playing on Friday night. Nakobe just hasn't had the amount of reps with that first-team defense that Devin White has.
So now what, Elliott? I mean, because, you know, if it was just an ankle injury, you say, okay, hopefully he's back for week two and you move on. But when you factor in the idea that maybe he was surpassed on the depth chart by Nakobe and then that Breer report that there was some stuff out there they could trade him, do you think his future here now, Devin White, is in jeopardy the next few weeks?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it would be strange to straight up release him. I mean, if you look at their linebacking core, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had an outstanding camp. He's an NFL rookie, and I think it's hard to ask him to play important snaps right away. It's frankly unfair to him to ask him to do that for what is supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team. Zach Bond never really played a ton of like stand up inside linebacker in the NFL. And then obviously Nakobe also has not. So could they potentially release him? I mean, they did sign Oren Burks to the 53-man roster, which I think was an interesting move when you consider how much time he missed. He does have experience. But Devin White has been, you know, kind of promoted and talked about with this team as, you know, a leader, a great signing. So I'm just surprised that this is the path it's going. To me, there was no indication in training camp, so this feels pretty abrupt.
So let's do some reckless speculation like we like to do on this show, Elliott. And I know you're in Brazil right now, but what do you think? You talked about how he took most of the reps during the training camp and everything. What do you think went wrong from your perch out there in Brazil? What do you think happened with this, with Devin White and this team?
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So this must just be Vic Fangio doesn't think he played well. That has to be the only explanation for it. I do not think that Howie Roseman, after giving him, I think he got $3.5 million guaranteed, would cut ties and bench him this early on. And I really don't think it can be understated. I mean, you know, he talked about how him, AJ Brown, and Jalen viewed themselves as like real leaders of this team. They have the group chat. They talked about, you know, setting a standard. Like, he was really, you know, throughout camp, viewed and treated as a core player on this team. So, you know, as camp went on, I will say they tried more and more different combinations at linebacker. And, you know, Devin White did not stand out in training camp. I think for better or worse, he didn't stand out. It wasn't like he was getting beat every day in coverage and that stood out. And it wasn't like it was in OTAs where he was having, you know, interceptions and great coverage plays every day. So the only thing I can think is that when the coaches got back to the film room after practices, when Vic Fangio was watching a film, he must have not liked what he saw from Devin White.
Elliot, this makes me wonder, as you say that, how the relationship between Howie Roseman and Vic Fangio is going to go with him. I know he's been here before, and they wanted him to come back. But as I think of this, like a couple days ago, Vic Fangio told Brandon Graham to be ready. He's not in a pitch count. And I just fast forward in my mind to Friday night. It would not shock me if there are moments in that game where Vic trusts Brandon Graham on the field on first and second down more than, let's say, Bryce Huff, who Howie gave $51 million to this offseason. How do you think this is going to play out, Howie and Vic Fangio? Because it feels like Vic's going to play who he wants, but that might not be the vision Howie had when he put the roster together.
Yeah, so I think when you hire Vic Fangio, and Howie knows this, Howie's been in the league for a long time. You know, he has the connections to Vic. He's the one, you know, that was a big part of, you remember, he was here in 2022 to come in and kind of help the coaching staff, or at least do extra work for them to prepare for the Super Bowl. So you know what you're getting into with Vic Fangio. And I also think Vic Fangio doesn't come here if he doesn't feel like he'll be able to make those types of decisions. So I understand what you're saying. If you're Howie Roseman, you want Bryce Huff to take those snaps, especially early on in the season. I can see if you get to week 5, 6, 7 and it's just not working, then okay, like you have to prioritize winning. So I think you're correct in saying that. But the thing I don't think you can underestimate is, like, Howie wants to win. So, you know, if Brandon Graham is playing better than Nolan Smith, I think Howie will internalize that as, man, maybe this was a bad pick. But I don't think Howie wants, like, worse players out on the field simply because of, like, draft status. I do believe, just from my time being around Howie, like, he does want to win.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here live in Brazil. The Eagles are traveling down today. No Devin White. He's not going to play in this game on Friday night. Elliot, I feel like we haven't spoken to you about one thing in particular, but now it's top of mind with the season starting. We've talked a ton about the Eagles, their strengths, their weaknesses, their strength, you know, their ceiling, their floor. Elliot, how would you handicap the NFC this year and kind of where you have the Eagles entering the season? San Francisco, they've been the team the last few years that has been pretty steady near the top with the Eagles. The Lions last year were pretty close to the Super Bowl. The Packers now. How do you assess the top of the NFC as we enter the season?
So for me, I think there's three teams that are above the rest. And they're in some order, but I'd probably put the Eagles third. I think it's the Lions, the Packers, and the Eagles. I think they have the best combination of upside, proven talent, just talent overall, quarterback, coaching. I think they check almost every box. I think when you look at the Niners, the concern I have is they're coming off losing the Super Bowl. And all last year I said, when you come up losing the Super Bowl, it's really, really, really hard to get back. And history shows that. No team has gotten back in the NFC for, I think, 40 years. So I'm not saying you can just flat out overlook the 49ers, but you kind of can. So I view those top three as the true contenders. And then Dallas, while I don't believe is a Super Bowl contender, they are a thorn in the Eagles' side because they are a consistent double-digit win team. So those, to me, would be the four teams.
Ellie, we've been debating today Nick Sirianni and whether or not we're giving him a clean slate, just like forgetting what happened last year and moving forward this year. Where are you on Nick as he enters this season off of, you know, a bunch of playoffs in a row, but obviously what happened at the end of last year? Are you giving him a clean slate?
Yeah, and I, you know, from being around Nick this offseason, I feel like he has given himself a clean slate. I don't think we took into account enough how draining that Super Bowl loss was on him. Just being around him the offseason prior to last year and being around him this offseason, He seems like a completely different person. So I don't feel like from being around Nick, he's carrying the baggage of last season with him anymore. I think that the coaching staff changes, I think he was in support of. I think he feels like, you know, he can focus more on what he wants to focus on now and delegate more to coaches that are more experienced. Now, so that's how I think he feels. In terms of how I feel, I mean, there's no question that last season still matters. If they get off to a 1-4 start, a 1-3 start, like, that will be there. We can say it doesn't matter. We can say he has a clean slate, all these things. Let them go 3-out for that first series against the Falcons after losing to the Packers and see how everybody feels. So I think Nick feels a freshness, but there's no question about it that baggage from last year is still there.
All right, Elliot, before we let you go, what's on the docket the rest of the day? And what's like, give us a sense of Brazil today. And what's the best thing you've eaten down there? Paint the picture for us.
Yeah, so, all right, I'll start with today. So there's a bunch of Eagles fans heading up to, I believe it's called Sugarloaf Mountain tonight. It gives you a full view of Rio. So lots of Eagles fans going to be up there. Excited to see that, hang out with them, get some good pictures. That'll be a lot of fun. It's definitely, it's way sunnier today. It was a little overcast yesterday, so lots of people out on the beach. I'm standing up on a balcony right now overlooking Copacabana Beach. A lot more people out there. And that's just in terms of what I've eaten, honestly, I had a meal yesterday that might be top five I've ever had in my life. It was just like potatoes, some really delicious chicken, some what I would basically describe as cheesy tater tots. So it's been another magnificent 24 hours here in Rio. And then tomorrow, head to Sao Paulo to get ready for the game.
It sounds like fun. Elliot, we appreciate it. We'll talk again tomorrow as we set the stage for the season. And enjoy the mountaintop tonight. Thank you, Elliot.
Have a good one.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. We'll hit your phone calls coming up next. Bryce Harper, we...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.